For Confluence CEO Mark Mathis, the lesson to diversify his wood pellet manufacturing company came in 2008. Back then, his industry was being celebrated as an alternative fuel source that would help curb global warming.
When oil is $147, it was a very popular thought, but now that oil and other fossil fuels have come off, people have lost interest in using some of those renewable fuels.
Since then, Mathis has continued to manufacture pellets for wood-burning stoves and other biomass applications. He's also moved on to making products for the oil and gas industry, but they have nothing to do with energy production. Instead, his EcoSponge is designed to clean up oil and solvent spills. He shows me a Tupperware container of what looks like topsoil.
Here's a drill cutting, an oil-based drill cutting. So that's oil contamination. And what we do is we send it through a process that bioremediates the product.
The microbes in EcoSponge consume unwanted hydrocarbons, creating what Mathis calls a composting process on steroids. This and other Confluence products now represent about 50% of his business. And that's helped Mathis be successful in what he calls a flat industry.
We had a good year last year. We bought an additional facility this year that, for all intents and purposes, makes us the largest wood pellet manufacturer west of the Mississippi.
The industry hasn't flattened.
Jennifer Hedrick is executive director of the Virginia-based Pellet Fuels Institute.
But it's maintained a steady level of production with pockets of growth.
Compared to Colorado, Hedrick says pellet companies are having better success in New England. And companies on the coast, particularly in the southeastern U.S., are also seeing growth exporting to Western Europe. She says that demand is policy-driven.
There are requirements within governments within the EU that they have to have a certain percentage of their energy come from renewables, and for many, pellets are very attractive.
But in landlocked states like Colorado, exporting pellets is too cost prohibitive. So without price or policy changes, Confluence Energy CEO Mark Mathis anticipates more diversification.
Some of the proprietary nature of what we've done has really lent to our success.
Confluence Energy also makes pet bedding and recently launched a residential absorbent for spills to compete with kitty litter. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.